Weather conditions across the Midwest are expected to deteriorate somewhat because of rain that will come up later this weekend. But until then, we will see an improving trend and the opportunity for working the fields will be increasing today and tomorrow. The forecast does bring on a chance for some rain, though, as we move on into the Sunday-Monday time period. In fact, later tomorrow, we'll probably see some showers and thunderstorms starting to evolve across some of the western Corn Belt. Most of that precipitation, when it gets us get started initially, it's not likely to be very well organized, but we will see it in the western areas, probably scattering of showers coming out of portions of Nebraska and working their way through Iowa and into portions of Wisconsin. There could be a few other showers scattered about as well, but we don't expect them to be very significant. And we will see the low pressure system responsible for that shower activity to become much better developed as we move through Saturday night and into the morning on Sunday. And at that point, we'll see enhanced rain and thunderstorm activity from Nebraska and portions of Iowa working its way from there into the Great Lakes region as we go through the afternoon on Sunday. And then it looks as though we'll still have some rain in the eastern Midwest Monday, but it will be over in the western Corn Belt. Behind that is going to be considerable amount of cold air, and we'll likely see frost and freezing temperatures occurring southward into Oklahoma on Tuesday morning in particular. And we could see some damaging cold in parts of hard red winter wheat country, but when I say damaging, I'm talking about leaf mass damage and not damage to the production potential. The crop will survive, and it will be able to produce as we move into the reproductive season. But with that said, some of the more damaged crops will probably need some kind of precipitation to help it recover. And with right now, the forecast is not offering a tremendous amount of precipitation out in that area, at least not as we go forward through the coming week. Most of Oklahoma, as well as Texas, the western part of Texas and southwest Kansas, will probably not see much precipitation of significance for the next 10 days. That doesn't mean they won't have a few showers, because they will, but they won't be very impressive. The rest of hard red winter wheat country will have opportunity for showers and thunderstorms to occur both this weekend and again in the latter part of next week. In both cases, there will be enough moisture to lift the topsoil moisture situation for a couple of days, and then the area will dry back down again. We do expect to see temperatures this afternoon across the hard red winter wheat country to be in the 70s and 80s. That'll be today and tomorrow. At the same time, we'll see portions of the Midwest seeing temperatures that are at least a little bit more favorable. We're looking for 60 and 70 degree readings occurring across much of that region. And that'll be case for today and tomorrow and Sunday as well. Sunday's temperatures, we might actually get over 80 degrees in areas near and south of the Ohio River. So that's the day that we'll see the most aggressive fieldwork take place for those areas that didn't get much precipitation here recently. In contrast to that warm weather on Sunday afternoon, the temperatures in the northern half of the plains and the upper parts of the Midwest will only be in the 30s and 40s as a cold air mass is pushing deeper into the southeast as we go forward through that period of time. By Tuesday morning, we will see those frost and freezes down into Oklahoma, and afternoon highs on Monday will probably be confined to the 30s and 40s in the northwestern Corn Belt and 40s and lower 50s in the southwest, while other areas to the east will probably see temperatures that will run mostly in the 50s and 60s. The cooler biased conditions will stay with us as we go from Tuesday into Wednesday, but gradually, in the latter part of next week, we'll see some warming take place across the region. That warming will likely bring back some temperatures that are more seasonable for this time of the year. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.